Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Maybe you could turn that one on too, that fan. It's, well, turn the one above me then. Oh, it's here. Okay. Examples of part of a word doing the suggesting. Here, an upasarga is suggesting something in this verse. Patasre sasra bhavati pulake jata pulaka smite bhati smera sumale mamani jate sumalina anasadya svalir mukaram abhivikshya svavadanam sukam va dukkam vakimapi kataniyam mrigadvishaha. Okay. This is spoken by one gopi, I think, to Lalita Devi, Vrinda Devi, talking about her and her relationship with her girlfriends. When you are shedding tears, then they're full of tears. When your hair is on the body is standing on end, the hair on their body is also standing on end. When you're smiling, they're also smiling. And when your face is very, literally dirty, when your face is unhappy, their faces are unhappy. And if you have none of your girlfriends around, then you can look in a mirror and tell whether you're happy or not happy. Oh, dear-eyed girls. Here, the Upasarga Su on the word sumalimani, sumalina, those two words, is suggesting the very extreme degree of dirtiness or unhappiness in the face. And that implies that there's such an extreme of empathy, sympathy, that whatever mood that she has, the girls are just her girlfriends are reflecting it exactly to that extent. That shows that the girlfriends have very, very great love for her. And the statement is, if there's no girlfriends around, then you can use a mirror to tell whether you're happy or not. Look in the mirror and see your own face. But if your girlfriends are around, there's no need for any mirror. This is being suggested. This is a different suggestion from the idea of the statement that if there are no girlfriends around, you can look in a mirror. And it implies that if there are girlfriends around, you don't need a mirror. They are such exact reflections of your feelings that in their presence, you don't even need to look in a mirror to see what your mood is. You just look at them. But the example here is the example of the suggestion made by the simple prefix, verbal prefix, su, in su mali mani. Okay, another example. This is an example of a undeclined word, nipata. Nipata can mean in any undeclined word, including interjections and prepositions. They're all nipatas. Tatu na tasya anam kanametena kahu hari am hi ayam. Evam via ochoriam turiam lagdam a ta idayam. Sanskrit for that drishtva tasya vadanam kshanamatrena kalu haritam vidayam. Just looking at his face for just a moment, one's heart becomes stolen away. Evam evascharyam, but there is such an amazing thing apart from that. Twaditam glabdam chatasya vidayam. You get your heart stolen, but at the same time exactly, you're able to get his heart. You capture his heart. Now this is being expressed here in a Alankara called Tulya Yogita, where there is an elaborate description of something metaphorically with all the details possible involved. Just like there's one statement about Krishna walking down the streets of Dwarka, and he was being fanned with white fans, and there was an umbrella over his head. And it says it was just like a cloud surrounded by lightning and what else? Chapa Vaiduta, rainbow, and so on. You know, so all these details, a very detailed, elaborate metaphor. That's called Tulya Yogita, where we're told everything about the subject in question in great detail, metaphorically. So the cha is implying an exchange that, okay, your heart is stolen, but you're not left without a heart. There's a heart transplant involved here. That you lose your heart, but you get Krishna's heart. And that's being suggested by the word, by the undeclined word cha. Okay, that it's an equal exchange is being suggested. There's no loss in losing your heart to Krishna. Nipata is an undeclined word. Avyaya, yeah, that's what he means by it here. It's a general category. Interjections are just a subcategory. we're not going to be able to go too far today. Because we get to a point that's a little difficult, and I tried to prepare for it, but I couldn't decipher all of it. So not much more. Four more examples. An example of how a pronoun suggests something. Madhye sukshmadiyak saki parishado dvitva saki bhumika abhumikam Abhyangaya grihita pani kamalam sparshena mam janati aho duram apehi nasi kushala snatum chavanchadya me netyanta kupitaya dihitavati tad tena vismaryate. Okay. Shall I tell you the story or translate the verse first? Without the story. I'll translate the verse and then we'll give you the story. Going in the midst of the very, very clever Sukshmadiya, very intelligent girlfriends of Srimati Radharani, and assuming the role of a girlfriend of a Sakhi, this person takes a hold of Srimati Radharani's lotus hand in order to start massaging her. But she recognizes me. This is told in the first person. By the touch, she recognizes me. And she says, "Oh, get away from here. You're not very expert. And anyway, I don't want to take a bath today." And she's inwardly very angry. And he forgets about what he was intending to do. Okay, the story is that Srimati Radharani was so angry at Krishna that he couldn't figure any way to get near her. So he went to the girlfriends of Radharani, and with their help, he got disguised as a gopi himself and was given some massage oil, and he went up to Srimati Radharani, going to try to give her a massage. And as soon as he touches her hand, she realizes this is not a girl, this is some male, and it must be Krishna. And then she talks. Get away from here. You're not very good at this. You don't know how to massage. And anyway, I don't want to take a bath today. And then Krishna, what he was intending to do by this, he just forgot about it because it's obvious that she's too angry. And she caught him in his trick anyway. So there's the words, yad ihitavati tatena vismaryate. What he was intending to do, that was forgotten by him. As sometimes happens, the words yad and tat, the correlative and relative, the pronouns, are expressing that the something he was intending to do is better not said in so many words, better not expressed in words. Just call it tat. Yatta, whatever he had in mind, he forgot about right away. So what is suggested that what he had in mind to do was unmentionable. Yes? No, is it referring to what he was intending to accomplish by that? He was trying to get close to Srimati Radharani and get her favor. Oh yeah, in the female role, yeah. Yeah. Well, titena vismaryate. Vismaryate is causative, passive. So that, what happened, made him forget it, made her forget it. Yeah, Krishna in the female role. Yes. But anyway, this is an example of a pronoun, yat tad, doing the suggesting. Now. Yes.
It's not exactly fighting, but I think politicians use a lot of such yad tad clauses in their political stance, which is saying, we're here to do what we want to do for America, we're here to, we'll stand by the girls you want to stand by. And they don't say anything specific, but everybody thinks into this what they want to think.
Yeah, well, that's being non-specific for the purpose of. Not communicating anything, just making a big cover up. But this is for the purpose of communicating spiritual feeling. This is different. That's for the purpose of not communicating anything.
Just do it.
Do what? Yeah, go and buy a pair of shoes. Yes, oh, because before you take the bath, you get a massage. So if she doesn't want a bath, there's no need for a massage. You smear oil on the body before you take the bath. But she says, I don't want a bath anyway today. So you get out of here, I'm not taking a massage anyway. Yeah, the na means there's no desire for a bath today. You are not, the first na is you are not expert. You don't know what you're doing. Get out of here, and I don't want a bath today anyway. Yeah, anyway, she's trying to make sure that he forgets about all intentions.
That's another suggestion here. She's just being suggested to have three of one of them is important to speak about.
Yeah, it's overkill.
If it were the case, she was not expert, but she was power than one of them.
Yes. Well, this is an alankara called the Kavya Linga, where there's poetic logic that sort of deviant logic. It doesn't really follow the rules of logic. You know, over-presentation or under-presentation, it doesn't all fit together, but it poets can get away with it. Yeah, well, anyway, that's also there. This Alankar is here in addition to the Vyanjana. Right. Person acts unreasonably when they're angry. Damna Gopal Prabhu. It's Tena. It's a typo.
It's a Tena.
It's Tena, yeah. According to the commentary, it's Tena.
Okay.
I mean, you want to quote this verse in the next Bhagavad Gita class and get it right. Yeah. This is what Krishna consciousness is about. Next example. This is karma bhuta adhikaranasya vyanjana kata, where the use the adhikarana karaka, a locative expression of location, but that specifically in the subcategory of location of the object of the sentence, not the subject. Because when you express the location, it can be the location of the subject or the object. So, adi vasasi tasya vidaye vidayam. I'm sorry, it's accusative. Adi vasat, adi vas takes accusative. It's adi karanam, but it's dvitiya. It's still considered adi karana karaka. In the karaka samasa, it says it's expressed by dvitiya when you have the verb adi vas and a few other vas verbs. Adi vasasi tasya vidayam priyasaki radhe. Na chapi tava vidayam. Sa chapi tava vidayam. Dva veva. Purna vidayau. Pavishamo vam. Katam vidaye. So you occupy his heart, my dear friend Radha. And he also occupies your heart. So both of your hearts are completely full. How are we going to find any room to enter the hearts of the two of you? Here, the location of the action is the location of the object. You reside where? You reside, and it's put in the dvitiya, but it's actually adhikarana. It's location. The verb adivas expresses location in the dvitiya. What is suggested by that particular expression of the location is that it's pervading. If you say he stays in the village, grame vasati, then you just mean he stays in some place in the village. But if you say adi vasati, then you're indicating that he fills up the whole village. He lives in the whole village, all over the place in the village. Adivas. So that particular use of the expression of the location of the object using the verb adivas suggests all pervasiveness, that he completely fills up her heart and she completely fills up his heart. This is expressing amazement. And a bit of disappointment. There's no room for any of us. Yes?
Is this the case of
Vadu Vasarga? Adi? Okay, but it's the karaka here. It's not... he's identifying that it's the karaka that's doing the suggesting. The adi, the particular use of the adi karaka. Now, avyayi bhava. Sometimes words can be converted into undeclinables. Adjectives, nouns can be used undeclinably as adverbs sometimes. That particular shift switching to an undeclined form can also suggest something. You had a comment? Yeah. Which word? Really, as neuter. No, no, Purna Vidayal is about Vri. And it's a man and a woman, you put it, make them masculine when you put them together. Okay. It's about Vri. They whose hearts are full. Okay, now here's the example of an undeclined form suggesting something. Katyayanti katipayanti kativa tishtanti murta eva praudananda mahotsava yaditere shri dwarakayam puri stri ratnair anusaura ratna nikaram nishchintam akridita akriditas tas Te yata kila vasara mama sake yeshu vraje kriditam. The word that's implied here is vasara. It comes up in the fourth line. So that's the word that goes with all these adjectives or these verbs. It's the subject. How many days have passed? How many more days come? How many days stand still as if they were immovable. These various days in Dwarka City. I see. The subject is actually Mahotsava. How many festivities come and go or seem to stand still like statues? These ecstasies of exalted, these festivities of exalted ecstasy. And many others in Dwarka City. Sri Ratnair, along with jewel-alike women, Anusauda Ratnanikaram, in every single jewel-like palace, Nishchintam Akriditam, doubtless enjoyment, but te yata kila. But however, those days are definitely gone. My days, O friend. Krishna is speaking to Maru Mangala, my friend, in which I was enjoying in Vraja. Those days are gone. So many days are coming and going in Dwarka, enjoying with the beautiful women. And then it says, Anusauda Ratna Nikaram. Now here, this is put in an undeclined form. It's adverbial. Although you can make it, you know, Anusauda Nikare, you could use it in the locative as a noun, but it's been frozen as an adverb, meaning in every single palace. This suggests that there's lots of palaces. There's actually 16,108 of them. And by making it into an adverb, it's suggesting the huge number of palaces. So I'm enjoying, and after I enjoy, there's going to be more enjoyment the next day, and 16,000 palaces with so many beautiful women. It keeps on going on and on. There's no end to it. And there's so many palaces. Still, those days when I used to enjoy in Vraja, they're gone. Of course, that's implying that the Krishna was much more satisfied by what he was doing in Vraja. But here, the Avyayi Bhava is suggesting the unlimited extent or the great number of all those palaces. Rather than give the actual number, it's suggested as being practically countless by making it an adverb. And finally, One last example of poor Vinipata doing the suggesting, where the normal order of two words, this is not just in samasa, we know about poor Vinipata, Karmadarya, samasas, where the word that should go at the end is put in the beginning, like Pani Kamala, something like that. What do you call? Okay, anyway. Yeah. Where the main word is coming first, where it should come last, normally. But it doesn't, that phenomena doesn't only occur in samasas. Here, well, actually it isn't a samasa in this example. It's suggesting something. A reversal of the normal order of the words in the samas. The verse is, Ananda tishagena vismitavashad vismitivashad vyastanupurvikrama treka cheka shukangana bir udayat kautuhalam smarita Shri Radha Harikeli Kautakakata Pratak Saki Mandale Pratya Vartayate Gatamapi Nisham Sakshad Vidate Chatao. Okay, here are the gopis. There's a meeting of two different groups of gopis. One are the immediate associates of Srimati Radharani, and then a more distant group who are favorably disposed to Srimati Radharani, but they're not the main group. And these two groups of gopis meet together and have some discussion. Actually, the more distant gopis are being informed by the intimate gopis about what Radha and Krishna were doing the previous night. But these gopis who are very close to Radha and Krishna, because their ecstasy is so great in remembering these pastimes, that vismriti vishad, they suffer some lapse of memory about the events. Their ecstasy distorts their memory. And vyastanu purvikrama, they leave some things out, and they also get the order of events mixed up a bit. But when they fail to mention something, or they mention things in the wrong order, cheka cheka shukangana bir, the very expert female parrots start kautuhalam, start making a big noise. And that makes them remember, the gopis remember what they forgot to say, or what they were said wrong. Not that the parrots actually said it, but they just made a lot of noise in order to stir up the memory of the gopis. So, thus, in the morning assembly of all these gopis, this kata, kautuhala kata, kautuka kata, this wonderful discussion about the keli of Sri Radha and Hari. But, you know, although in Dvandva samasas, you do put the Shakti first, you know, Radha Krishna. But in this case, Radha, the Hari is shorter. It has two short syllables. And Radha has two long syllables. So by the strict rules of grammar, the samas should have Hari before Radha. It's inverted here. And that suggests something. That Srimati Radharani's experience, her ecstatic experience, was greater than Krishna's, because she's being mentioned first, although grammatically he should be mentioned first, because his name here has two short syllables. And the last line says that this wonderful discussion is bringing back the events of the last night as if everyone saw them right in front of them and brought Radha Krishna directly in their presence, this narration. But the suggestion here is the suggestion made by inverting the two names, Radha and Hari. Putting her first means that it's suggesting that she was experiencing more ecstasy than Krishna was. I'm sorry, no. Vaidagya atishayokti jyotika. that's suggesting that she's more expert than Krishna in these pastimes. Okay, now, these are examples of suggestion done by parts of words, subwords. There's also suggestion done by the style of composition and by individual phonemes. You know, the sound of individual letters can make the sound, not the meaning, but the raw sound can suggest something. That we're not going to discuss right now. That will be left for the chapter on style. I think it's chapter 9 or something. Okay. Now, one last section here. Te, the Karaka says, Te tavad bi pritak pritak gunaniya. We should multiply these varieties, square it, you know, because in real life you don't have just, especially when it's, you don't have just single, in real poetry, especially excellent poetry, you don't just have occurrences of one kind of suggestion. The same verse may have multiple suggestions. So for the counting purposes, this is covered by squaring the number. The count so far is 51. So to take in consideration multiple, at least double examples of two different kinds of dwani in the same statement, we'll multiply 51 by 51, and the number is given by the author in code. The code reads, Chandra Vyoma Chandra Vyoma Ritu Paksha. Okay, could you go to the board? Now, when this code is not that difficult. Every number has a secret name. But the trick is you have to read the numbers backwards. You have to read the number backwards. So, how many chandras are there? Huh? Now, the word chandra represents one, because there's only one moon. Which? Yeah, but chandra is only one moon. He's the lord of the nakshatras. But you have to do this backwards. Put the number one at the end of the number, on the right side.
When did I write?
We're going to have four digits. So the fourth digit is one. That's chandra. Then vyoma. Vyoma is the ether. What number does that represent? Zero. Okay, so the third number is zero. Ritu. How many ritus are there? Six. Number six. And paksha. Well, fortnights of the moon. There are two. No, not burn wings. This is just pakshas of the month. A month has two pakshas. The bright moon and the dark moon. The number is 2,601 different kinds of dwani so far. 51 squared, yeah. We squared it, that's all. Well, yeah, by multiplying 51 by 51, we get the permutation of how many combinations, at least of two. Just like in quantum mechanics. In real life, there's many, 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 many particles. But quantum mechanics just calculates the permutations of two particles, or maybe three. You know, it's beyond calculation to go beyond that. So we're going to consider the possibilities of two different kinds of dwani in the same statement. It could be more than two, but for categorization, we'll stop at two. And we get 2,601 different kinds of dwani combinations. Yes? Well, you go. In, well, I guess you count in order. You take the first one and the second one in the order they occur.
Otherwise, it doesn't matter if it's swapped, it's the same category,
then
you have to
divide by that. Yeah. I guess that's how it works. Now, we're going to multiply further, but I'm not ready for this. There's further categories called Sankara and Samshrishta. Not only you have separate dvanis, but dvanis get mixed up. But there's four different ways in which they mix. So you have two separate dvanis sometimes in a statement, but you may also have a complex dvani. That's a mixture of two. And four different kinds of mixtures. But you'll have to give me another 2 days to figure this out, what those four actually are. Anyway, we're going to multiply this number by four and get 10,404. But we'll have to leave that for next time. Which is Sunday. Well, there are going to be four different kinds of mixture. Anyway, how the calculation exactly works, I have to study the commentary. I tried, but it'll take too long to figure it out. Give me another day at least to figure it out. Okay. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.